Yo, what's up Gen Z? Wiley Hart here, your daily dose of reality served with a side of sass. Let's get real for a sec. We're living in a world where avocado toast is basically a luxury item and rent eats your paycheck whole before you can even buy that limited edition Air Jordan. So how are we supposed to prioritize self-care when it feels like every dollar is fighting for its life? That's what I'm here to break down today, fam. We're gonna ditch the Instagram-worthy spa days and dive into the real deal. Self-care on a budget that doesn't feel like you're sacrificing your entire existence. Trust me, it's possible. You don't need a private island or a personal chef to recharge. First up, remember that mental health is just as important as physical health. Skip the expensive therapy sessions and hit up those free online resources. There are tons of meditation apps with trial periods, podcasts like this one, and even YouTube channels dedicated to mindfulness. Ever felt like your brain is running a marathon without stopping? Yeah, me too. These things can be lifesavers. Next, get physical without breaking the bank. Parks are your best friend. Seriously, ditch the gym memberships for now unless you have those free trial days, then go wild. A good old-fashioned walk or jog under the sun is a mood booster and it's completely free. You know that feeling when you're just vibing with nature and all your worries seem to melt away? That's what I'm talking about. Now, let's talk fuel. Eating healthy doesn't have to mean sacrificing flavor or emptying your bank account. Learn some basic cooking skills seriously, it's easier than scrolling TikTok for hours. A few simple recipes can go a long way in saving you money and boosting your energy levels. Ever noticed how much better you feel when you actually eat real food instead of that instant ramen graveyard? Just saying. Speaking of energy, ditch the constant caffeine overload. I get it, coffee is life, but too much can leave you feeling jittery and anxious. Try swapping some of those lattes for herbal teas. They're cheaper, healthier, and they taste way better than that burnt bean water sometimes. Plus, a warm cup at night can help you wind down before bed. You know that feeling when you actually get a full night's sleep? Amazing, right? Lastly, remember the power of social connection. Call your friends, hang out with family, and make time for meaningful interactions. This isn't just about spending money on outings, it's about nurturing those relationships that truly matter. Ever felt that warm fuzzy feeling after a good chat with a friend or loved one? That's self-care gold right there. Okay, Gen Z, let's recap. Self-care doesn't have to be expensive. It's about being intentional with your time and resources. Find free activities that nourish your mind and body, learn to cook healthy meals on a budget, prioritize sleep, and connect with the people who matter most. Remember, you're worth investing in. Now go out there and slay, but don't forget to check back tomorrow for another dose of self-care truth bombs. Don't forget to like, follow, and share this episode. Spread the self-love.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.